The first place the spirits call our attention is into the dream time. That to approach this whole dynamic of healing the legacies of trauma and how we can build a world, personal lives, and our collective lives as humans on this planet in a way that has equity and harmony and balance. Beginning in the dream time, we need to be able to see it, sense it, have a taste of the possibilities in order to bring it alive. Right now, the spirits are describing that we are using our attention in ways that is keeping us in the status quo. Even in the processes of visioning seeking to create something new, there are ways that we are actually staying inside the box of a judgment-based existence, of a fear-based world, of all the hierarchies and oppression and genocide and harm. So in order to truly vision in a way that expands us into the realm of new possibilities, we are going to have to reach to what might sometimes feel uncomfortable or completely unknown, or for many that might feel really beautiful. For some, they may immediately label that as, well, this is what I really want, but I know it can't ever be. So the dream gets shut down before there's even a flicker of opportunity to explore how to bring it alive. So dream, vision, and just notice with care when contemporary belief systems are trickling in there and keeping it shut down. So these would be things like better than and less than ideas, better than and less than people, that it's okay to blame and shame, that there are those who are worthy of love and existing and those who are not. Anything like that will simply replicate the status quo, the same old, these long-standing legacies of oppression and judgment and harm. And as we gather that up, then the momentum is to carry that deep into our roots. This is your personal rootedness. So it's not just kind of out there, somewhere out there idea. The spirits are saying your visions then are something you root in. It's the fertile soil that allows something new to grow. It's the place within which you stand in your life. These are the visions that are guiding me. These are the perspectives I'm seeking to explore, to heal, to generate something new, to not continue the power over kinds of violence and trauma. The way you root to approach your own personal healing, the places you are rooting to generate healing that ripples beyond you, engages other people directly and indirectly. So the visioning, this vast expansive realm of possibilities. And this is the fertile ground, the taproot, the deep foundation from which to stand, be nourished, and allow the new to grow.